Okay, we are reading Canto 1, Chapter 16, Verse 3-2-3-3. Translation. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods like Brahma, and for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead. I had confusion to understand this line. What means that? Demigods like Brahma, unto for whom they surrender many a day unto personality of Godhead. What means many a day?
Is that
many days? Really? Is that old English or is correct? I never heard such kind of many days or many a day. Okay. Learning English together here. Okay. Surrender many a day unto the personality of Godhead. Gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated within the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod, and lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. That's the Lord. Comes and goes. Purport. The beauty and opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord and not by man-made planning. When the Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the impressions of the special signs of his lotus feet were stamped on the lotus dust. And thus, as a result of this specific grace, the whole earth was made as perfect as possible. In other words, the rivers, the seas, the forests, the hills, the mines, which are supplying agent for the necessities of the men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. Therefore, the riches of the world surpassed all the riches of all planets in three planetary systems of the universe. One should therefore ask that the grace of the Lord always be present on earth so that we may be favored by his causeless mercy and be happy, having all necessities of life. One may ask how we can detain the Supreme Lord on this earth after his mission is fulfilled and he has left this earth for his own abode. The answer is that there is no need to detain the Lord. The Lord, being omnipresent, can be present within us, with us, if we want him at all. By his omnipresence, he can always be with us if we are attached to his devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. There is nothing in the world with which the Lord is disconnected. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with him by offenseless service. We can be connected with him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. And one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize that the Lord is present before him. Even by vibration of radio sound, we can partially realize sound relativity. And by resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. In this age, when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, it is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting of the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord himself, and the movement of the pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can he be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. A quick one. verse again. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods like Brahma and for whom they surrender many a day unto the personality of God. It does mean that many demigods surrender many days to the personality of God. That's what I mean. It's strange. Gave up her own abode in the forest of the lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems. By being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving lotus, elephant driving rod, lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, let's try to have some discussion. Take it there. Okay, I'm a little bit absent-minded, really, as I said. I don't know what's going on, very strange. You felt that there, you are here, but you are somewhere, God knows where. It's kind of like intoxication, and kind of can be on the place. I don't know. You know, doing many mistakes these days. Sorry, I didn't burn the breakfast, don't worry. I tried to share some thoughts on this, which are randomly thrown down. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Man Shri Gonitai Shri Yashoda Damodar Ki. Okay, at the beginning here, Prabhupada just in the verse itself speaks about Lakshmi. I didn't read, but I just heard here and there that Lakshmi was, by some benediction, given to Indra first. Not first, but she was given to Indra at some point. And then his opulence grew and fame, everything. So, but then one day, Brihaspati was walking on the road. And then Lord Indra was riding an elephant. And then Brihaspati kind of, was amazed, his disciple, opulence. And then he took his garland off and gave it to Indra. But Indra's being often puffed up, it happens to Indra often, he gave it to his elephant, Airavat. But elephant has been animal, as Prabhupada said in this purport, has been elephant. He just took this garland, waved and just threw it. And then as he was walking, he stamped on it. This was offense, even materially, kind of total disrespect. The husband didn't say anything, but he left. But then his fortune vanished. When Lakshmiji heard that, she just left his abode. And then all fame, fortune, wealth just went down to the ground. So then, demons took opportunity to invade, and they just very easily took over the heavens. But then Vishnu intruded, and then later on he made arrangement to made a truce with demons to churn the ocean of milk. And as many things came from the ocean, Lakshmiji came back. She was in her own, when she left heavenly planets, she went to some unknown place. We said Mahalakshmi place, on there, where lotus growing. She was meditating on Vishnu to reunite with him. So then she came from the ocean of milk, Lakshmiji. And as soon as she came, everybody was gazing at her, wanting her attention. Whatever she has offered, everybody was gazed. But she was not interested. Her eyes were searching for Vishnu. And finally, Vishnu was there also on Mandar Mountain. So she reunited with Vishnu in Narayan. So people worship Lakshmiji for opulence. Whatever she has to offer, everybody considers what she has, that's supreme benediction. But She considered this to be worthless. Her eyes are on Narayan always. So. See, she worshipped Vishnu, and they worship her. So if she goes to Krishna, then intelligent person can ask where she got, was that the center of her attention, where she draws her own opulence from. Then they go to Vishnu itself, the same like a story of Sanatana Goswami and Gemstone. The intelligent person realizes that, you know, things which he getting wealth from is not just this stone. He just realized on the way back, wait a minute, he gave me so easily this, it was in a garbage place. And they came back and said, okay, throw this and I'll give you greatest wealth. So it's similar. Those who are intelligent, they go to Vishnu, Narayan. Therefore, she's called Chanchala. Chanchala means she's not steady. Just not, she gives sometimes opulence, but then withdraws. Again, like in case of Indra, as I mentioned. So only place where she is steady is lotus feet of Narayan. Anywhere else is not, see. The same like if somebody would worship you, but to get something out of you. It doesn't feel right, you know, like you are able to give, but somebody kind of adores you, but you know, he wants something material from me. So because if the worshiper, whatever is, person who wants something, is dedicated and, you know, and honest and faithful, whatever. As a reciprocation, talking of reciprocation, you may give. But your mind is not focused on him. You know, you not dwell on him. This is just business. So that's a called chanchala attitude. You know, your mind is somewhere else. So, you know. So this is kind of interested what you have to give, not in you as a person. Same of this so-called. Somebody say, I'm devotee of Lakshmi. You're not really devotee of Lakshmi. You're devotee of wealth. Because Lakshmi gives, you know. Therefore, she gives, okay. But then she's not interested, you know, in you personally. Because kind of business, you know, business. Go in purport because verse is kind of didn't really much. Okay, I said the beauty and opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord and not by any man-made planning. Prabhupada said in lines of purport. So humans trying to improve conditions of the planet in various ways, so many different ways, making clever plans, new breakthroughs, new technological discoveries to ease our life, some intelligent schemes to improve the world because they're concerned, see? To clean garbage, to clean the climate which we messed up ourselves, to you. Then now they're using discoveries how to fix mistake we made ourselves, see, purify air, climate change, sort out clashes between the nations, and so forth. I don't know, is any more ideas of improvement of this planet? What do you think is lacking materially? All this, what they try to solve, we try to solve. I mean, that's all that they know. Try to make it Earth habitable. But new things coming, new diseases, tough ones. But by God consciousness, we can solve all these problems. So, clever plans and all this. Yeah, but base is missing, see. Like, let's say if we manage to clean all rivers, clean all pollution, everything, and then it's inhabitable and we are happy, will be people satisfied? Will be no clashes between the people. Will be no greed. Will be no unlikely. Or for short time. After some time, you will again start to exploit, and then come the same. Bhutva, bhutva, parilyate. How is that? Chewing the chewed. Because we are on bloodly platform. That's the thing. How much body can be satisfied by having everything. It cannot be, because like mind, never be satisfied, cannot be satisfied. Give him one thing, he's excited and then bored. This is with everything else, you know. So cannot be satisfied materially, no way, impossible. Said, when the Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the impressions of the special signs of his lotus feet were stamped on the lotus on the dust, and as a result of this specific grace, the whole earth was made as perfect as possible. That means that earth didn't hold anything. That means all wealth possible is in the earth. Inimaginable wealth is in this earth. But the so-called crisis now, you see. And she, when the Lord was present, she would just open up and just give everything without restrictions. See? So in other words, the rivers, the seas, the forests, the hills, and the mines, which are the supplying agents for the necessities of men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. This is an interesting point, you know. That means that all these natural resources discharged their duties. So is there duty of seas, of hills, mines to supply us? Is that their duty? Verse says, is that their duty? Is it their discharge of duty by giving out? So this is natural resources, this is their duty to supply us. Is this their service? Which is interesting, you know. Is that why they exist, those natural resources, to give us, humans, everything, you know, or animals, everything on the planet. So we have necessities, and they say, yes, take it, no problem. The selfish service, this is their duty. It's interesting. But what they need, there must be some reciprocation, see. There must be some role to play from our side. See? So, very few people can kind of connect with that. Really, man, like take care of Mother Earth. It's not like commodities for us just to use and abuse eventually. So, there's a role to play of everybody. That's a symbiotic. And only in that condition, Earth is happy. She has. But we have our role to play. It's not that we are kind of special gods here who to be served by everything. And she just served like menial servant. Everybody has his own role. It's interesting. So what is our role towards rivers, towards seas, towards forests, towards hills, towards mines? What is our role towards the rivers? Unusual questions, but you ask yourself, what is your role? You know, river gives. What wealth river has, first of all, causes water, fresh water. And ideally, this is clean water which you can drink. No, there is no, maybe one or two rivers you can drink the water. I was in a river in Yamuna, there in a source. My goodness, you never taste such a water. It's not sweet, it's just you know, not of this earth, cool, refreshing, sweet, okay, on the source. But as soon as you come to the urban places down, on the villages, towns, toxins. So what's our role again towards the rivers? Yagya. This is more broad. You yagya, but like in anything specific, I don't know. Just kind of, I'm kind of putting questions there to see, understand this. Yeah. Give them the mic, maybe. Know that they belong to Krishna. Is there anything specific we can do? Ian.
I was thinking it aids our remembrance of the Lord, and that's why I think it's in, I don't know if it's in second canto, yeah, where the, you know, different aspects of the features externally, yeah, yeah, are reminding us of the body of the Lord.
The
so it's aiding us, yeah. And then towards the end of second canto,
yeah,
Krishna is saying by his Brahma is talking about the, yeah, desire of Krishna to want to hear, and all these things is where all these things are developing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so yeah, it's to aid our remembrance.
See, for this you need to be familiar with Vedic scriptures. That's the thing. But let's say, as initially planet was Vedic, I believe it was, although I mentioned classes before, in this area was jungles with tribes, with people fighting with stones. But it was the same in India. There were tribes who were fighting with stones also. So this is not an ape who become human. These are just tribes who were always existing. So as far as I searched on this area, Europe was just a jungle. Even tropical animals were there, mammoths and lions. And anyway, but that's the point, yeah. Originally, rivers can remind us on the Lord. I didn't think everything myself, like what's my duty against river. I guess just to not trash everything in a river, you know, respect it, you know. Eventually somebody said once that every river is Ganga, in the sense that all water flowing and going through the earth, you know, there's some trace of Ganga there as well. And I believe it's not that just personify Ganga, personify the Yamuna. Every natural, whatever, there's those personification. Thames, she has his own personified Thames. Just wondering how she looks like. Probably different than Thames itself. Same like Ganges, it's very polluted, but Mother Ganges is in white dress. You know, he's not like, anyway, not to go into. So we have a role to play towards trees, forests. Whoa, don't cut the trees. Don't trash your garbage. Like Amazon forest disappearing every day. Few football ground size just to feed livestock. Hills. What is our duty towards the hills? Anyway, this just goes a little bit aside. Mines, this is interesting, mines. It means mines were supply minerals, gold, jewels. Just wondering, did you have to dig inside, you know? Did you have to dig inside still? Or were there just holes in the ground supplying everything?
I was just thinking all of these can be used for Krishna, like we can offer the water, can use the jewels.
Yeah, that's the best way. Yeah.
Decorate Krishna.
This kind of sums up everything, yeah. Instead of trying to go separately, how I serve the hills. Maybe to become hillbilly, serving hills. Billy Hill, how you call it? Anyway, sorry.
When we do the aarti on the altar, we're also offering all the elements back to Krishna.
Oh yeah, that's a perfect. I mean, like you see, like you have to really be Krishna conscious. Then you have everything on your palm, all knowledge is there. How to behave, what to do. But we have our mentality, I want more, I want to exploit. That's a common. As soon as you take Krishna aspect there, culture is gone, then it's body and mind, then exploitation is there. So why this dissatisfaction in humans arise? Why we want more than we need, see? Kama esha, krodha esha, Bhagavad Gita said. But what's that in us? We get spoiled, you know. And then, of course, you know, kamaesha, krodesha, then turns into anger, frictions, wars. You took my possession. Climbing that you took my possession. And Prabhupada said, what's yours? Nothing is yours. You come naked, you go naked. Yeah. Enmity, wars. But I was just wondering, you know, it's not just problem of others. Like, we are included there also. So we can sit and speak, I can sit and speak and find core of the problems and try to find solution for it, shastrically. But then, you know, if I just see this over collection, for example, how many of us have more things which they actually don't need? A few things, or how many things you barely ever use? Or once or twice, but it's there. All of us. So we have also our role to play there, see. If we're honest, you know, there's still more than we need. So that's kind of this mentality I may need. So clutter, which is disturbing our mind. It starts with small things, and then, you know, if you are not spiritually inclined, instead of dropping slowly down your baggage, increases. Because as I said at the beginning, mind is not satisfied. Just can't satisfy mind. You know, he never understands. Turn my eyes in and try to... Stupid guy, you don't understand. Only be satisfied by getting material things. You just, you know, you never... This is not nature of the mind. Always unsatisfied. More luxury one has, one gets spoiled. More opulence you have, gets spoiled. Notice that. Every day a feast, next day a khichdi. What's that? You know, this is just natural. I'll just, you know, that's the mind. You know, it wants also always more. Therefore, there is madness of agitation of mind and senses for pleasure in a planet. We just have to concoct something extraordinary, crazy enjoyment. That's a product. And what's the result? Great restlessness and madness. Prabhupada, what Prabhupada? Yeah. One who is lusty in this life, next life becomes mad. It's a madness, yeah. Therefore, the riches of the world surpassed all the riches of all other planets in the three planetary systems of the universe. That means Earth, as I say, has all richness. Absolutely, as every planet. But sometimes gives, sometimes withdraws. That's the chanchala again, attitude. So-called, like, you know, energy crisis, resources crisis on the planet is artificial. Mother Earth just withdrew her opulence, like in time of Maharaj Prithu. Just before Maharaj Prithu, King Vena was in rule. He destroyed all Dharma. Was no sacrifices. Brahmanas didn't perform any sacrifices. And Earth was not any sacrifice. So Earth hid all riches, all opulences. The same. That everything is in Earth. Nothing is disappeared. Like somebody the other day with their discussion said, where is the gold on the planet? Where is it gone? Where is it gone? It's still on the planet. It cannot go on other planet. Whatever richness, rich we have, whatever opulence, is still on this planet. Cannot go somewhere else. It's just there. Even one fragment of it didn't disappear. But it's, you know, changing the owners. It's locked somewhere, or Mother Earth withdraws. Everything is here. So she can decide to give or not. One should therefore ask the grace of the Lord always be present on the earth so that we may be favored by his causeless mercy and be happy having all necessities of life. One should therefore ask for the grace of the Lord to always be present so that we can have what we want. Isn't it Karmakandya statement? This is a statement. Yeah. Favored by the Lord and he will supply whatever you want. But if you take this akama, what's the verse? Akama. Akama savra kama va moksha kama. Yeah, whatever you want, you worship the Lord. So it can be taken in this line also. Prabhupada said, should always ask grace of the Lord to be present on the earth so that we may be favored by his causeless mercy and be happy having all necessities of life. It's just a byproduct. That's the thing. Necessities, whatever we need, is a byproduct of devotion. So naturally, you get. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Person who has broadened intelligence either is full of material desires, free from material desires, desirable liberation, should worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's desirable to worship Krishna in all circumstances. That's a kind of underlying principle. And most important point, Prabhupada said, one may ask how we can detain the Supreme Lord on this earth after his mission is fulfilled and he has left this earth for his own abode. Prabhupada said, he can always be with us if we are attached to his devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. There is nothing in the world which the Lord is disconnected. I don't know how you see the statement. There is nothing in this world with which the Lord is disconnected. He said, we must learn to excavate the sources of connection that's been linked with him by offenseless service. So, do we see anything that Krishna is not connected with? Prabhupada said, Krishna is connected with everything. There is nothing the Krishna is not connected. Can you think of anything that Krishna is not connected and at least presume something which he is not connected with? Yeah, but we are not. You know, we are like, yes, but we are not. You know, can we think we are? Oh, sorry. Our desire is disconnected. Yeah, this is a subtle thing. But Prabhupada said, there is nothing that is not. Smritim Jnanam Apoharam Cha, anyway. He gives you this kind of desire. Does he? This is an interesting point. There's nothing. She's not disconnected. And so now whatever is, you excavate. Oh yeah, you're right. Excavate the connection with Krishna. Whatever is. That's a challenge. All my life is made of speculation, how I connect things I want with Krishna. And hit in the ground. The last paragraph is about chanting. There is nothing in the world which Lord is. We already mentioned that. Okay. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with Him by offensive service. We can be connected with Him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. Do you have experience of this connection with the Lord through chanting? Do you have experience? Do you have experience, anyone, of connection with the Lord? Sorry. Do you have experience? Anyone? There's something there. I don't know. Somebody has something tangible. I know, connection with the Lord. We're kind of getting there, I guess. Prayojana. Yeah? Your own.
Of devotees at the manor.
Yeah.
I see Janakula and Dwarkapuri, these sort of people.
Yeah.
How they're utilizing the things as best they can and their time.
Yeah.
You know, they're giving their consciousness to whatever they're doing, and they're with the gardens, with their own creativity. I can see that, you know, somehow they attract people. They want to help Dwarkapuri, they want to help Janakula in his service because they see their dedication. And that's Lakshmi. They're given resources by their own example of what they're doing. They're just doing things, and then people want to give to them. To you know what they're doing with the manor, you know, gardens, flowers, arrangements, the hills, and everything. Yeah. For some, that definitely attracts Lakshmi. Yeah. That's what attracts Lakshmi.
I was more connected
to Krishna.
I was more kind of aiming at the connection with the holy name. This is the last paragraph.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. This there as well. You give you whatever you know. Connected to Krishna, but within chanting, within holy name, connection with Krishna. If something is there, if somebody has something substantial, but
the only thing is for me, if I think about
it's just something. At least you cannot stop. You know, something pulling you. So that's it. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself are identical, and if one chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner, he can at once realize that the Lord is present before him. So that's the thing. In offenseless chanting, then you will see the Lord. This is because Krishna is all powerful, and anyone chants, especially without offenses, he descends personally in his name. He gives that awareness and realization to such a chanter that he is personally present in his name. Anyone else's name we chant, it is separated from the person. Anyone else's names. You can kind of recall something there. Although sometimes, like there's the connection, you know, person you think of, he phones you or something, or you know, but he's not fully there in his name. Okay, we're kind of getting late. I mean, these are random notes. The difference chanter of the holy name, offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is auspicious as the Lord himself, and the movement of the pure devotees of the Lord are all over the world, can at once change the troublesome face of the holy name, of the troublesome face, and can be immune from all effects of age of Kali. So only thing spiritual in Kali Yuga is the holy name. That's incredible. Only spiritual, anything else is something, you know, some other energy, something, yoga, paths, teachings, methods, prosper, thrive, wealth, but only holy thing is holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gauranga. You may say something if you want extra. We cannot finish with this vague class. I actually messed up my computer. Most of the notes I lost. I couldn't open my computer. I have to go to online and crack the code I made myself. Okay? Jai Shri Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.